Do you have songs that move you? You know, kind of do a, or a, oh, or a, maybe even it's a, You got songs like that? First time you hear them, it's a, Music takes us a place that the spoken word alone cannot. I stole that from someone, I don't know whom, but it fits, it seems, at least in my brain. Do you ever get those moments, though? The ahs, the oh, the Something hits you right there, that song. Like, who doesn't love the Marine Corps hymn? Ah. Oh. Or, you know, America the Beautiful. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, purple mountains, majesty. God shed his grace on thee, crown a patriot dream undimmed by human tears. America, America, God, mend thine every flaw. Confirm thy soul with self-control. Thy liberty in law. I had to throw that in. Independence Day is coming up. Let's not take that for granted, huh? Of course our country has flaws, because we're in it. Still the greatest country in the world. We are here to serve and love others. Right? Songs. So, ready? Serious now, what songs hit you? What songs make you go? You remember the first time you heard Jimi Hendrix play the Star Spangled Banner on that guitar? Wasn't that a wow? Or remember Joe Cocker at Woodstock? With a little help from my friends? Can that guy get into music? He was up there. It's good. I know I'm dating myself. Some of you are going, how old is that guy? You see, ideally in worship, you know, we're worshiping God and giving thanks and helping each other. Music helps us in our walk with Christ, just like Dr. Jordan and Amanda just did in their singing. And you, when we were walking in, holy, holy, holy. Today's scripture, this summer we're doing that whole singing your faith. Today's scripture was picked out because it relates to praising God, Psalm 146. In the book of Psalms, there's 150 of them, and they're all broken up, and they're real. These songs, these praise, these prayers that are together, they're real. They're full. They're full of ups and downs and happy, sad, lamentations, anger. The full range of human emotion is wrapped up in those 150 psalms. And the last five of them start with the same words, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. But the prayers, the honesty of these prayers, I came across a list about kids' prayers. Maybe you've heard this list before, but Debbie was 7 years old. Her prayer was this: Dear God, please send a new baby for my mommy. The baby you sent last week cries too much. Thank you, Debbie. Or this one from Angela. She's 8. Dear God, this is my prayer. Could you please give my brother some brains? So far, he doesn't have any. Or this one, Charlie, age 9, not our Charlie, okay? Dear God, please help me in school. I need help in spelling, adding, subtracting, science, reading, history, geography, writing. I don't need any help anywhere else. I love kids. Oh, thank you, God. Most of us delight in the prayers of children because they're real. They're not afraid to say what's on their minds to God and to others, the good and the not so good. It's just bring it to God. Bring it all to God. Praise the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord in all my life. I will sing praises to the Lord of God all my life, as long as I live. Praise in response to the faithfulness of God, the consistent. Even in the midst of ups and downs of life, God is with you. The moments, the oh. And maybe even once in a while, It's praise and it's gratitude. It is. This song. Through the tumult and the strife, I hear as music ringing, its sounds of echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? There's this character who lived back in the 1500s. He had a little trouble with organized church. Martin Luther, maybe you heard of him. He said this about songs. Next to the word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. It controls our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Nice job, Marty. This song, how can I keep from singing? I remember where I was. Right there. About there. Which is odd for me because we always sat here. The third pew behind the third pillar on this side. This was where the Carolyn sat. It was a concert. Dr. Beverly Claflin invited, this is 20 plus years ago. Dr. Beverly Claflin invited a guy up here to be a guest conductor, Dr. John Levitt. Wonderful, talented, amazing guy. The arrangements he can do with music, just a real prince. Look him up online. Dr. John Levitt. Oh, what a gift. There's this concert that goes on, and during the concert, there's a song that comes before the song that we're going to talk about, but I got to talk about this one. It was the first time I heard this, one of those moments. And it was one of those moments when I couldn't talk. Even me. There was a moment the choir sang River in Judea. You remember that song? There's another one that just rips at your guts. It had been a tough few years. Tough few years, especially for my mom as her dementia was increasing. And you're praying for your mother to die, to put her out of her misery. And then this song comes up, the river in Judea, right? There's a river in Judea longing to go for, crossing that river into the freedom of the promised land, heaven. And you're praying for your mom to die, where she'll have perfect peace and every hope fulfilled because she clings to the rock. Then later on, Dr. Levitt has an arrangement of the song that we just sang. How can I keep from singing? Well, I couldn't sing. Nothing came. I know you know that feeling. Words aren't there. You get that call. There's been an accident. He didn't survive. That's when the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words, the Life flows on an endless song above earth lamentations. The sweet, though far-off sound hails a new creation, perfect peace and every hope fulfilled for my mom. Through the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. Thank you, God. Or as the psalmist said, praise the Lord. It continues, though my joys and comforts die, I know my Savior liveth. Great word. Though the darkness and gather round the songs of night, he gives us. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that rock I'm clinging. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? How can I keep from singing? Beautiful hymn. Written by, this is really odd, I thought. Written in 1868, it first appeared in the New York Observer, and it's attributed to a woman named Pauline T., and that's it. The tune that we heard was composed by a pastor by the name of Robert Wadsworth Lowry from 1826 to 1899. The hymn was also known as My Life Flows On in Endless Song. It's a hymn. And hymns, if my Greek is correct, and you can check with Pastor Rudd after, hymn literally means song of praise. It's a declaration of how great something or someone is. That's primarily expressed through spiritual truths, hymns are, about the nature of God and how God seems to work. We don't get the whole story. So we're almost done. Another paragraph. So questions for you. Do you have a reason to give thanks and praise to God? To give God a praise the Lord, a happiness and a gratitude? Have you had times when you couldn't speak because you were so overwhelmed? When that Holy Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words, overwhelmed with love and with gratitude too. Had one of those on Tuesday, couldn't speak. It was beautiful. Oh, thank you, God. Since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, yes, yes, yes. Christ brings healing to our brokenness through his life, death, and resurrection. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says it's beautifully. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. The joy of new life flows out of this song. And how about that last verse? Ha! The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am his. How can I keep from singing? You are a beloved child of God. You. Precious in God's sight. Yes, you are precious. Praise the Lord.